Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you very much for tuning in. You are listening to the Dom and Colin podcast. My name is Colin. I am not here with Dom this week, but that is okay, because I have a few people here with me as we get to draft the cast, just as we're about to get started on the Challenge Season 31 Vendettas. Very excited to dive into all of that. Let's get into the panel for today's show. I suppose we will start with the co-host of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, several other shows I know that you covered, I believe Top Chef as of recently, Haley Strong, of course, from RHAP. Haley, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm excited to be back after a very long hiatus. I'm very bitter about you not having me back, so I've come here mainly to ruin everything, but also hopefully beat you in this draft.
Okay, how many times have you had me on your podcast, Haley?
How many episodes of The Bachelor have you watched in the last 4 years?
That's a fair counterpoint. What are you covering these days besides The Bachelor and Bachelorette?
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, as you said, and Top Chef. And then whenever anyone invites me on to their podcast, I usually say yes, because that's the kind of person I am.
Yeah, I feel like not a week goes by where I don't see you podcasting about some show I didn't know you were covering.
Yeah, so it's been a busy couple of weeks here. This is really the Haley Strong on season.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, excited to hear what all you have to say about the challenge. What is your challenge origin story? Like, how long have you been a fan of the show?
I've been a fan of the show since Allie Lasher started podcasting about it. Basically, anything Allie talks about, I watch so I can listen to her talk about it. So I watched every season that she was covering, and then I went back within the summer and fall and watched every season. I think I've missed like one just because I was getting a little fatigued out of it, but I've definitely seen every season of Are You the One. I used to watch The Real World when I was younger. It's just not really up my alley anymore, so I've been skipping those. But yeah, so I've seen every season. Do I remember everything of it? No, absolutely not.
Who could? But yeah, one thing actually that you hit on that I definitely do want to mention right at the top of the show, Allie Lasher and Brian Cohen are the people who – Cohen, I don't know why I said it weirdly – are the people who cover this show for RHAP. They, like true friends, have been kind enough to have me on their podcast before. I will not be doing regular challenge coverage here this season. If you would like something along those lines, I would highly recommend checking out what those two are doing. So let's move along to the next member of our panel. You also know him from the RHAP universe, doing all of the power rankings for Survivor and Big Brother, and from time to time on the Big Brother live feed morning updates with Taryn. Welcome to the podcast, Matt Liguori. Matt, how are you?
This is my first time on Dom and Colin, and I could not be more excited because Dom is not here. And Dom has been promising this whole Matt and Matt show that, you know, that he's been pitching to you for a while.
Yeah, Matt
and
chat.
It still hasn't happened. So, you know, it's just only fitting that, like, my first time being on this podcast is without Dom because he's letting me down left and right. So
standard. That's about right. Now you know how the last 6 years of my life have felt. Matt, what is your challenge origin story? Because I know it's been a quick catch up for you lately, but how did all that go?
Very quick. Pretty much exactly like Haley said. Just when I found out that, like, Allie was podcasting about a show that, like, I could potentially be interested in, I jumped right into it. So I started watching, you know, a few seasons ago, and I was casually watching and enjoying it along and, you know, listening to the podcast and all that stuff. But it's just with this past season, with the Dirty 30, you know, it was plenty long for, you know, to get into it and all that. So just watching this season, I really started to connect with some of the different people that I've seen now for, you know, a few seasons in a row, some of the rookies, you know, people like Tori that can just hook you in and you just want to watch every second that she's on screen. So, you know, I was really, you know, inspired to go back and watch as many seasons as I could. I've ended up watching almost all of them. I haven't watched some of the early seasons, but yeah, like you said, I've been like binging them all like crazy. And now I just have like this big cloud of like challenge knowledge swirling in my head. Nowhere near as good as like probably any of you, because, you know, this is so recent for me, but I'm just happy to you know, be talking about it after just binging it for the past few weeks.
I suspect you're going to know way more than I will, because I'm a big time challenge casual where I just watch these episodes as they air, and I don't know how well I would do on a quiz, like even the week after, on what happened in the week before. Matt, very excited to have you on the podcast for sure. Are you someone who watches The Real World, or Are You the One, or any other MTV shows?
I never have watched The Real World, and I kind of would like to, just because so many of these people have originated from that show, and it's like, I don't know, I've literally never watched an episode, but, you know, the vibe that I get from it is that it's like just like a mini Jersey Shore challenge kind of thing, and love both of those shows, so why not? But it is just such a big show, so like the idea of tackling it is insane. But I have watched Are You the One. I started with this season and again went back and watched the other ones. So watch that, and now I'm all in on the challenge.
All right, awesome. And the final member of our panel today, I guess you may know from Twitter, I believe this is his podcast debut, but he's a friend of ours who I'm going to call like our at least for this season, our expert, as far as the person who's really going to know how the format for the show is going to work at this point, the person who seems to at least have done the most research before the draft, Brian Scally. Brian, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Colin. Thank you for having me. You're right. It's my first podcast, totally unqualified, other than having watched The Challenge for years and years.
None of us are qualified to be doing
that. That's 100% true.
So, finally putting years of watching this same cast of, I would say characters, but most likely criminals, for years and years, putting that to use.
Were you someone who's been watching just as it airs for a long time, or did you get into it late and catch up?
Yeah, I would say I was probably sneaking, standing in front of the TV as a 10-year-old with my finger on the channel button, trying to sneak from my parents, watching, you know, since it's been airing. I probably started, I think they gave up around Battle of the Sexes 2, been watching pretty consistently since then, and same deal for Real World, Road Rules, and Are You the One?
Okay, awesome. So you're yourself an MTV veteran, I would say, out of the group of us.
I would say so.
All right. Excellent. So we should have thought this through ahead of time and come to some sort of agreement. I talked a little bit about how this might potentially work with Scally the other day. But what we're going to be doing today, as I mentioned at the top of the show, is drafting the 28 cast members of the Challenge Vendettas, plural Vendettas, right? Yes. And I think the way that we want to be like, the criteria, I don't think we want to go for the must-win format that Dom and I tend to use. I think there is, especially in a situation where, as I understand, and I'll have Scally get to this shortly, it seems like there's only going to be one winner versus a male winner and a female winner. I think the point values that I have come up with, and you guys tell me if this sounds good to you, and hopefully it does, is we'll all draft a team of seven people. You will get 1 point for each person who survives any given week. After the finale, you will get 10 additional points for the winner, 5 additional points for the second place person, and 2 additional points for the third place person. Does that sound agreeable?
Works for me.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, because I think that at least opens the door for some kind of comebacks if you only have a couple people left near the end. I'm also going to put it out there. I'm probably not going to be the one who's going to keep score of this. Like, if it comes down to whether or not I'm able to keep score, we're not going to ever get results to this draft. Just as a public disclaimer for someone. Hopefully, someone on Twitter will be cool enough to keep score for this. Okay. As I mentioned, Scally, it sounds like you know the general idea of how this format is going to be going for the Challenge Vendettas. Fill us in on that.
Okay, so from what I've been able to gather, it's a little difficult researching online while also trying to avoid all the spoilers that are out there on various sites. But it looks like it's formatted a lot like Free Agents or Dirty 30, where everyone's going to be ultimately out for themselves, but for random challenges, they'll be paired up in teams or pairs, and each week there will probably be a winner. I've heard rumblings of something like the winners putting up a few people for elimination where there's a house deliberation. Ultimately, if that's true or not, we'll see about those rumors. But basically, then whoever goes into the elimination, one person will go home. The other person will gain a game advantage in the form of a grenade, which they can use to curse someone in the next challenge. And as they are going through, they'll also be accumulating their own personal bank accounts. When someone's eliminated, that bank account will then get added to the final prize fund.
All right. So a lot of, it sounds like, at least as far as my memory is serving me, a lot of brand new stuff, right?
Yep, sounds like it so far.
All right. And I guess I'll go back to Haley. What is your preferred challenge format? Do you like the individuals or do you like teams?
I like the opposite of whatever is going on in that exact moment. No, I'm kidding. I really like the free agents kind of deal. I like when it's individual, but they go into teams or pairs or sometimes just by themselves. I like the format of, you know, a group of people having to go into the elimination, whatever it is. And there's some chance to it in some way. Like, I love the card flip. But I did like it better in Dirty 30, where whoever pulled the double cross got to send someone in. I like that better than the, like, whoever pulled the X card has to go into elimination. Mm-hmm. Did I answer your question or did I just ramble?
No. You did fantastic. You're knocking it out of the park so far.
Cool.
That's the right answer, right? You're doing great. Liguori, do you have a preferred challenge format?
You know, just because I've watched them all so recently, like, It's hard to, like, pick, but I think I would have to go with having them in pairs, like the Rivals or the X's seasons, just because it's like, you know, we see these people on the challenge like so many times in a row, you know, whether it's Bananas or whether it's, you know, a Jemmy, who they're all on the same, you know, on the seasons over and over again. So it's cool to have, like, not just, you know, Bananas. It's like Bananas and his partner for this season, Camilla. Bananas and his partner for this season, Tyler. So I like having, like, the different dynamics of new pairs that get put together. And, you know, sometimes the pairs, like, sometimes you get, like, a bad situation where Leroy's going to go out because his partner gets injured and it's like, oh, that sucks. But if you, you know, get the right pair together and they do well, it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Scally, when's the last time they did a big team challenge where they were running the final with, like, three or more people together?
I would say, off the top of my head, Battle of the Seasons in the 2012 season, they did four people per team. And then probably before that was Cutthroat. But I was going to say, although I think my favorite seasons end up being the individual seasons, I kind of miss the big team challenges because we get a big variety of winners. Whereas in the past 10 seasons I looked through, we've had 18 people win the show only within the last 10 full seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay. I do like, though, that they mix it up from, you know, it's virtually never even close to what it was the season before. And I think that is good, when we're used to something like Survivor or Big Brother, where it's more or less the same for a decade at a time, basically. Liguori, you have off-air won the right to determine today's draft order by a very skillful win, might I say, during a game of Secret Hitler yesterday, which is a great game, bad name.
This.
You had representation.
I didn't even know about this.
Who was my representation?
So what happened was the other three of us were all in it.
No.
I was going to say she wasn't going to enjoy that.
This is absolute BS.
No, you had,
you had a good player representing you.
I was involved yesterday night. Why wasn't I invited to this?
You didn't like it the one time you played.
I never said I didn't like it. You guys didn't like when I played it because I fucked up everything.
I loved it. It was great. Haley was like an extra fascist, but no, it was, you had, if any,
I literally
of
elected
all right,
her.
Long story short, you had just as good a chance as anyone else, Haley. Just take our words for it. Liguori, what is the draft order?
No, I'm never letting this go. Okay. You guys didn't invite me to this.
We didn't even tell her who it was. You had Lita representing you, and she was Hitler, like, almost every time. Next time.
No, I'm upset. I'm pretty upset about this. I'm not going to lie. You guys know I get serious FOMO.
So I had to think a lot about the order because, I have to make sure that I put myself in the right position while also, making sure that people, if I put anybody in front of me, are hopefully not going to pick the people I want. I'm probably not going to be as good at picking a draft order though as a Taron Armstrong who has won, like, all of his drafts. But, I decided on Haley will go first.
Okay.
I will go second. Colin is going to go third, and then Scally will go fourth.
Sounds good.
This is bullshit, but okay.
Well, Haley, you got the first pick anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, with that first pick, you're on the clock. I will give you the floor now to make the number one overall pick. What's that? You, a reasonable amount of time.
Is there sex points in this game? I was looking through Instagram when you were explaining the points.
Sorry, no sex points, only placement points. You get a point for every episode that your person survives, and then if they make it to the top three.
I don't understand how to do this draft then. All of my drafts that I always do have sex points. So.
All right, well, you know what? Draft for sex points and see how it goes then.
Okay, then give me Brittany.
Brittany number one overall, a shocking first pick. Why Brittany number one in the even drafting for sex points? Why Brittany?
I just feel like she had a good combination this past season of making it pretty far. So she has the ability there. But I don't think she made it so far that everyone's afraid of her. Like, I think if Tori was here, I would have drafted her first. Wait, she's not here, right?
She is not. Like the snub of the season, right?
That's a mistake. But anyway, she's very I feel like Tori and Brittany are kind of along the same lines for me. And since I can't have Tori, well, then I'm going to go for Brittany.
Okay, yeah. Tori not here. CT also not here.
Camilla
not here for obvious reasons. Jenna, I think, still injured. A lot of people that you would expect. A lot of the regulars for the last few seasons, it doesn't seem like made it out here.
Well, we haven't talked about, I guess what we should probably save for the end, but there's a possibility that, you know, some people who aren't here, you know, maybe we'll see them at some point along the way.
Oh, okay. Replacement players come in?
Well, I don't want to like get too deep into it. Maybe we should probably save that for the end, okay. But you might see somebody pop in here or there.
Okay.
So quick question. So for example, say if Brittany gets seriously injured and she has to leave the competition, but someone comes in and replaces her, does that person automatically go onto my team?
Yes, we'll say yes. Okay. If your person is directly replaced with someone else, then you get the replacement.
Okay.
So, like, for example, last season, if I had Ashley on my team, she left, I would get Brianna automatically.
Sure. If Brianna came in for Ashley, I don't even remember that far back.
That was correct.
Okay, yes. That's who you're dealing with in the form of me. So, Ligori, I don't know why you didn't put me before you too.
You know what? You're right.
To be fair, there was about 35 episodes to last season, so I don't blame you for forgetting.
Last season really did take, but between the episodes and then like so many reunion hours as well, wasn't it like 3.5 months? It lasted forever.
It was July to November, right?
Yeah. That's wild. I'll take your word for it, but that would be 3.5-ish months.
Well, Colin, Ligori, do you remember Brittany? Like,
what's that?
So I just want to make sure you at least remember who Brittany is.
Oh, yeah, I totally do remember who Brittany is. Okay. Brittany actually was someone I thought I was going to be able to potentially snipe. Like, I might be reaching for because I thought she might have some value that not everyone else would see as far as sticking around for a while, but Haley is apparently onto it.
Yeah,
you're playing with fire, baby, in the form of Haley Strong.
I didn't see that being a first-round pick, so blindside there.
Yeah, well, Scally, do you have what's your reaction to the Brittany pick?
I think Brittany has good relations coming in. She was kind of in that whole Jemmy, Veronica, Nicole group last season. I think she's coming in single this season, which is a better spot to be coming in as a relative rookie. And I think overall it's not a bad pick. I had her, I would say, high middle of the girls on this season.
Okay.
And Colin, I don't know if you want to like do this for every person, but I mean, I did write down like just little stats like this person's X amount of challenges. Like, this is Brittany's second challenge. And the season is all about vendettas. So like, do we want to like cover quickly like who each person's vendetta is?
I don't think that'd be interesting at all. No. Okay. Yes. Who is the Brittany vendetta and all of her challenge stats? No. Thank you for putting in that kind of work.
Well, Brittany. Brittany's vendetta. Supposedly, it's just Leroy. I do feel like there's a little bit more with Brittany and maybe some more of the cast members. But the one that she's being like, advertised as her vendetta is Leroy for what happened last season.
Okay. And how much of a role do we know is that going to play? Like, Scally, is that something – are they going to be more likely to be paired up, or what? Is that just why they got brought back?
I think that Vendettas was just a marketing name, kind of like, you know, they'll use on a variety of other shows just to market the season. And I would say that the Vendettas are mostly probably going to come through the form of the grenades that the person gets from coming back from the elimination challenge.
Okay. Are you in on the terminology of grenades? I feel like they could have done slightly better there.
I think it could have been better, but to be honest, with MTV, I don't have the highest standards of terminology, so
I guess it's hard to misinterpret what the intended effect is when you're calling them grenades. All right, so there goes Brittany, number one overall pick, already off to an exciting start here. Liguori, you are now up with the number two pick.
I can't believe that I have to make this decision here, because I thought that with my second pick, I would be choosing between the two big dogs on this cast that it's like, how could you not?
Yeah, I'm very excited about my situation right now.
I'm thinking between Cara Maria and Bananas. I figured the first person was going to take them, and now Haley has just made my life 10 times more difficult that I have to make a decision. I can't see a situation where I just don't take Bananas. I don't mean to be like the most super casual about this, but it's hard to, you know, argue with the success that he's had. And this is his 16th challenge, and he's going against a whole lot of people in their first challenge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether or not he gets teamed up on by everybody else, by the newbies, similar to like how that kind of happened to some of the veterans in Battle of the Seasons. It was just, you know, a newbie takeover. But I have to go with Bananas here.
Okay, so I think that's an obvious, understandable pick. Like, it's hard not to take Bananas with the number one, essentially the number one overall pick.
First of all, you guys don't invite me to this pre-draft special fun time. And then you openly mock my pick while I'm sitting right here.
No one, I'm not mocking. I'm just, you made my life harder, so I'm just
Colin's
kind of...
like, oh, well, the obvious choice would be a big banana.
I'm sorry. That is exactly what I sound like, but I'm sorry. I just meant it's never a bad pick if you're in the first round.
Listen,
to just take
have
Bananas.
I go into these things a little differently than you guys. You have a more analytical, statistical, blah, 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 you know, view of these things, where I just go for, I don't know, whatever I want.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you're going to win and I'm not.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah, it, for sure.
You
it's
guys
2017. Do you see how
and
everything
I'm here.
Is going? Like,
well, whatever.
All right. So this is his 16th challenge. This is 16, or he's done 16 before this?
I want to say this is 16.
Neither
I don't know
here nor there. Yeah. He's done yeah. way more than everyone else. It does look like, as I said, CT's not there. Jordan's not there. Derek's not there. It looks like a lot of the people that have been, you know, giving him a hard time lately in the eliminations are gone. And Scally, I'm curious, though, how you feel like Bananas, when he is in a house full of all these new players, is he going to have as big of an impact in getting his hooks into people that haven't met him before?
I think Bananas is going to be okay to start. I think there's enough rookies that will, you know, draw the attention towards themselves that he should be okay. He has a few friends from back in the day. He's solid with Leroy, people like that, even though him and Cara Maria have had an interesting past. I think they know they need to work together in a situation like this. So I think he should be okay to start out.
Okay, because my concern, not only about that, I'm also worried just in looking at the photos of a lot of these guys that I do not know by name, and will not know by personality when I see them on my TV. There seem to be a lot of big, strong dudes on this cast, and it doesn't really matter that much how many extra seasons of experience he has. If they wind up in an elimination that largely comes down to like brute strength, it seems like there are a couple of guys that could just have him out-muscled, and that would be something that would make me nervous as it pertains to Bananas more so than Cara Maria, because spoiler alert, she will be my next pick, and I would have taken her number one overall. I would have picked Cara number one for sure.
Well, you have to remember the thing about Bananas is that like he does so well every season because he finds a way to not get into these eliminations because he plays his political game so well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's been – I mean, I hope this number is right, but he's been in 16 challenges and he's only been in 15 eliminations. You would think he's been in more. You know, you do one or two per season. It eventually adds up, but he always finds a way to keep himself out of the elimination. And, you know, if he's not going to have to go against these big guys until later in the season, then that's when he, you know, hits his stride at the end, and then he can go all the way. So
yeah,
if he can avoid those eliminations just like he usually does.
Yeah, no, that's a totally great point. And I don't remember which exact season it was, but recently, and it wasn't Bloodlines, it was one where he and Vince were playing separately, and he got both of them to, it was the one where he took the money from Sarah, where he got both of them to the final together, where they came in first and second. And I think it was like Vince might have gone into one elimination along the way, and I don't think Bananas went into any, which is just
no,
baffling.
Neither of them went into an elimination.
Okay, yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. When they're so obviously such a strong duo, that's insane. Haley, Bananas is finally single for the first time in a long time. How do you feel his sex points potential is?
I am so excited about a singles banana. Singles banana. No, that's not correct. Single banana. Woo. I'm so excited about a single banana. I'm excited that he doesn't have a girlfriend for the first time in like 5 years, in like the modern era of the challenge. Matt posted a clip on his Twitter of him flirting with Natalie, which I was super into. I hope he hooks up with someone. Like, I truly do not care who, but I just want to see him hook up with someone. Because for the first time in so long, he can really openly use his sexuality to his advantage in a strategic game.
I don't think we've seen him really do that much since Camilla. Like,
no, we haven't. And
yeah.
at least not in the open. Like, there's obviously alleged things in the background of what's been going on. But we haven't seen it out in the open. We haven't seen him be like super flirty since like Camilla in Battle of the Exes 1, and he was with her. Like he had been with her before or whatever.
I do question a little bit of how openly flirty Bananas is going to be on these shows. I feel like he doesn't feel like he needs to be that character to get invited back. I can see him using it if he thinks it's going to help him in the game, but I don't know that he's just going to be doing it for the fun of it.
No, I don't, and I agree with you there, but there is a lot of women on this season that he's never met before and who don't have like this terrible impression of him so far. So I think he could really work an interesting social game that we haven't seen from him before.
Well, I think it's also got to be pretty common knowledge that a good strategy might be warm up to Johnny Bananas if now that he's single.
I would do it.
Yeah, I probably would too. So I will now let's move over to our next pick. As Liguori referenced, I think this is a no-brainer for me in this spot. Give me Cara Maria, who I think is, as I said, I would have taken number one overall. And because of that factor, I just feel like it's more likely that Bananas could flukishly lose an elimination if he finds himself in one. Whereas I feel like Cara has just got to be a favorite at essentially any challenge against essentially any of the women that she would be competing against. Liguori, I guess what made you take Bananas over Cara?
Cara has been to the finals, five times? It feels like she just always has a problem getting that last final step and taking home the win. She's only won one time out of 12 appearances, and that's just like – it's crazy to think about, because just – you know, if I hadn't like looked up the numbers, or if I hadn't just watched the seasons, I would have thought that she's won a lot more often than that. Bananas has won six times. Cara's only pulled it off once. And even though she's so good in the eliminations, it feels like she just is always missing whatever. I mean, it's not even like she's bad in the finals. It's just like there's something that just stops her from grabbing the check and taking it all home.
Yeah, it seems like in her defense, she has often been going up against like Laurel and Camilla and Sarah, and it doesn't seem like anyone in this cast, at least as far as I can tell, would be someone that I would really put in that league. Unless Scally, do you think there is anyone that could be a big threat to Cara Maria from within the women?
I think that she could run into an issue against Nicole Z. Potentially, I think they both kind of, you know, live their lives in the gym. I think that more so Cara Maria is going to have an issue with having a number of enemies on the season in people like Kayla, potentially Bananas,
yeah,
and a few other people stress some frustration with her.
Yeah, that's true as well. Like we saw, wasn't she one of the people, I think she overcame it, but wasn't she one of the people that when they got to like snap, just send a couple people to the Redemption House? Wasn't it like her and CT that got sent?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I could see something like that. You know, if anyone has that option, if, especially with grenades in play, maybe that is a little bad news there for Kara. Haley, is Kara single, do you know?
Heck if I know. I believe so. I think she's just, like, taking a break from relationships in general.
Can I jump in?
Of course.
I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, because you were talking about being on Instagram before, but she has been in a lot of stories with somebody from this cast, Kyle, the one that's from, what is he from, X on the Beach?
Geordi Shore.
There's like two shows, and of course I got it wrong.
There's three, isn't there?
Yeah, that was a test, Scally, and you failed for knowing the real show that he's from.
I mean, I might have binged a couple seasons very quickly.
Yeah, but it seems like there might be like it's total speculation because you're just going off of like a lot of snap or Instagram stories, but they have been together, so you know, and we know she's into guys with tattoos.
Does he do his own tattoos?
I couldn't tell you that.
All right. I think we can move over now. Scally, with the fourth overall pick, your first selection.
All right. I think I'm going to go for an interesting pick. I'm going to go Brad back for the first time in a long time. Brad has not been on since, I believe, Cutthroat. This is only... But it's already his ninth season. He was like a regular back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the backstory on Brad? Because I do remember him on Cutthroat, but I think I missed the bulk of the seasons that he was on. Like, I wasn't there for, like, the Gauntlet and the Island and that kind of era, and I think that might have been right around when he was there. I feel like he married a girl from the show, and now they're divorced. Or Liguori, can you give me the backstory on that? Maybe you've binged this and seen all this go down recently.
Yeah, I mean, Scally might have more details than I do, but yeah, he got engaged to Tori, and like their whole love story has been, you know, shown across the seasons that they were on together. His last season is the one that he was on with his then wife Tori. They were on the same team. They both won together, and I guess that's probably what made them decide, okay, we both won together, let's take a break. I couldn't tell you if that's true or not, but it seems likely. He hasn't been on since, and since then it seems like, well, not seems like, him and Tori are no longer together. Scally probably has more information on, like, why that happened. I don't want to, like...
You don't want to speculate on rumors? Because I certainly do.
What are the rumors, Haley?
The rumors are that he was hooking up... Not hooking up, I guess. He was cheating on Tori with Kellyanne, also of the Challenge fame.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. I'll say, yeah, I've heard those same rumors. I was surprised because Kellyanne was actually an alternate for this season, and they decided to leave her on the sidelines, which was a surprising decision for me. But, yeah, Brad was with Tori for a long time. They won their season together and went on. I think they had, like, two kids. And Tori is very vocal on Twitter of her disapproval of Brad and who he may or may not be talking to from the Challenge House.
Okay, so that should be interesting to track for sure. Liguori, what are the stats on Brad's like career victories? How many has he won before?
His last season is the one that he won.
Oh, right.
He's been in four finals.
Yeah, we said it like four times. Sorry.
It's okay. He's been in four finals. He won that one season, but like Scally said, this is his ninth challenge. It's just been over 10 seasons now since he's been on. So. It's going to be interesting to see him come back, and you know he probably doesn't know
28.
How many people are on this cast? I don't even know. I'm thinking like Survivor numbers. He probably doesn't know most of the people on the season, but the people that he does know are probably going to be like glued to him because it's like an old friend, and where else is he going to go besides the people that he knows best? So I think he'll be around for a while. It's just really funny to me. His vendetta that he's being like billed as, you know, having a rivalry with is Tony. Like Tony.
Have they met? Does he know who Tony is?
I don't think so. They have a Twitter war, and it's getting ridiculous at this point that, you know, Bananas and Frank were rivals on the season because of a Twitter war. So it's not like this is like unseen territory that people on the Challenger, you know, against each other because of Twitter. It's still mind-boggling to me. But yeah, his vendetta this season is against Tony because of Twitter.
That's so funny. And I remember just at the end of the most recent Are You the One finale, like the big final segment with all the best drama was just all going over all the Twitter battles that people have been going on. Yeah. It seems like they're fully embracing it. And it sounds to me, the way you described him, like Brad is almost like the Colby in Heroes versus Villains of this season.
I mean, yeah, something like that. I don't know where exactly he's going to fit in. I don't know if his rivalry with Tony is going to be explored on the season, or if they're just going to let him naturally go back to the people that he's going to be with. But then again, Tony is usually, you know, a Bananas guy. So if they're both going to end up being Bananas guys, I don't know if they're going to get along, if they're not going to get along, or if anyone's even going to care.
Yeah. All right, so that will be certainly interesting to see Brad in there with a bunch of people he does not know. Scally, it's back on you again with the number five pick.
All right, right now I'm looking between two of who I consider the other two of the top three girls that are left. I think I'm actually going to go with Kayla here. I think Kayla is 3 for 4 in the elimination she's ever been in. I think she has a lot of last long potential. Mm-hmm. I think it's her first challenge she's doing without Jenna. So I think she's going to be forced to socialize a little more with the rest of the house, which I think will help her. So I'm going to take her now. Overall.
Kayla's becoming one of my favorites in these more recent seasons. Haley, where are you on Kayla?
Obviously I love Jenna, so Kayla's existence is fine by me. She's not my favorite. I probably wouldn't get along with her IRL, but I enjoy watching her on my TV. And something I've noticed that has been interesting from Kayla, not on the show, is that she was watching and live tweeting about Big Brother this past season. So it'll be interesting to see if she is familiar with the Big Brother people on this cast. And kind of how their game works and, you know, what other research she's been doing.
So forgive me for asking this, but Kayla is originally an Are You the One person, right?
No, she's pretty recent Real World.
Okay, sorry. Sorry for lumping her in with the Are You the One people.
No, I thought so, too. I really did. When I was watching Are You the One, like, binging all the seasons, I thought, like, she was going to be on there. So I kept waiting for her season to pop up. And then I finished and I was like, okay, she never showed up. So I thought the same thing as you.
But both Tori and Jenna were Are You the One, right?
Jenna wasn't.
Jenna was Real World.
Okay, wow, I'm an idiot.
Well, to be fair, I would say a lot of the later seasons of The Real World, the casting skewed a lot more similar towards Are You the One than they used to be back in the day.
Okay. Because I had convinced myself that Jay and Jenna on the season they did together were like a perfect match or like a no-match couple or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. As I said, I really, really like Kayla, and it does seem like she's been doing well in the eliminations that she's found herself in general. It will be interesting to see how she ends up having to do without Jenna there. But who were we anticipating being some of like her closest allies if we feel comfortable even making a prediction like that? I guess, Scally, who are you hoping it is?
I know that she should come in with a decent relationship with Marie. I don't know if that's going to help her a ton coming in, but, Marie, you know, came out of nowhere on the reunion claiming to be the hanger on to the Jenna Kayla group. And I think she has decent relationships with Tony and some of the guys like Leroy and Bananas just from working with them on Dirty 30. So I think she should be okay.
Okay. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more of Kayla, and she's one of the ones that I'm hoping out of this like newer generation becomes someone that we get for like years to come. I think she brings a lot.
Let me just jump
show.
In before you get to your next pick.
Yeah, go for it.
Just from like another big part of the season, like the advertisements have been this whole war between Kara and Kayla. So it seems like, you know, like we're talking about how Kayla is going to be, you know, part of the next big push of you know, people that are going to keep coming on the show. This Kara versus Kayla war could end up being like a storyline that they use for, you know, challenges to come because they're really hyping it up.
Oh, awesome. That would be great to have something like that for sure. So before I make my next pick, I would like to confirm Nicole Z is the one that made the final a couple of years ago, or a couple seasons ago, that like turned Laurel into a lesbian. Is that the Nicole in question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take her with my next pick. She's.
I don't know if like she turned her into a lesbian.
That's what I'm saying.
Formed a relationship with her.
Okay, like, for the first time, Laurel decided that that was something she might be worth it. Like, sorry if I framed that poorly. I'm sorry. Phrased that poorly, but I will take her with my next pick.
Yeah, that's the girl that Johnny Bananas loved to call Andy Dick. during that season.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well I think that's the only season I've seen her on, right? Is that the only?
Yeah, this is only her second season.
Okay, yeah. She really impressed me. Like, any rookie who makes the finals automatically gets a lot of points from me. And it really did seem like that final just didn't suit her too well. I think she could definitely be a strong contender here. And again, now I'm super self-conscious about saying what I said about Laurel and whatever. But yeah, so I guess LaGoria, she's one for one in making the finals. Where do you think she's going to stack up with this cast?
Yeah, I always find it impressive when the rookies come on and they make the final in their first season. Sometimes it's like they stumble into it somewhat like a Jenna does. And sometimes it's like, you know, someone like Nicole, she had good relationships in the house. And, you know, when you throw her into a challenge, she brought her best, you know, 100% of the time. She, you know, she has some people in the house that she knows that hopefully she's friendly with. Sylvia's in there. Shane's in there. And they had, you know, some good working together, whatever, on that season. But I don't know exactly where she's going to mix in here. She does have Kara, and a lot of the clips have shown her and Kara together in one way or another. So it looks like she has people that she'll be able to stick with. And, you know, I would not be surprised to see her make another final.
Okay, interesting. Haley, are you a Nicole fan?
I like her. I don't love her. I think she has some really great upsides, but I think she has some pretty major downsides, which really balance things out. So she's obviously an amazing athlete, and I think that's going to get her super far in this game. But she just doesn't have any ability to work with her brain. She's just not intelligent enough to get through some of the really crucial parts of the challenge. I feel like an a-hole saying that, but it's the truth. I mean, look at her in the final. She struggled mightily on every single puzzle.
Yeah, and I mean, puzzles are part of the challenge and often a big part of every stage of a challenge final. Scally, what are the odds that her first challenge was just the anomaly and she is not actually going to be able to perform? Or are you someone who is a big Nicole believer?
I do think Nicole is set up well for eliminations. I don't really see a ton of girls here that are going to be competing with her physically. But like Haley referenced, in the final, she couldn't count the number of triangles in a puzzle. And that's ultimately what took her out. So I think that puzzle-wise, she's struggling. And I do agree, based on trailers or whatever else, she looks like she might be a little more well set up socially than I thought she was. But actually, she was having issues with Sylvia and Shane on last season, and Kara she wasn't speaking with because of the whole Laurel debacle where Kara and Laurel had their falling out. But she was close with Tony. She worked with Kayla in a past season. So we'll see how she comes in.
All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. LaGoria, I believe it is back over to you.
I'm excited. I could not believe this person went to this spot, but I'm going to take Zach. He's still on the board.
Yeah, that's a fine pick. Zach is one of a couple people that I am just going to – they're going to have to fall far for me to be okay with drafting them just because I feel like they're just kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, you know, watching and I first got an idea of who Zach was, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, Zach and Jenna, they seem like such a great couple. And then, like, you know, while talking to Haley or Allie, you know, I got very – not scolded, but I got, you know, informed that I was wrong with that opinion. So, I mean, and the more that I've watched, I understand why everybody, you know, feels the way about Zach that they do. And it's, you know, well-deserved. But it's hard to argue with what he's been able to do in some of the challenges. This is his sixth challenge. He's only won one time. It was his first one. And he's made it to the finals one other time. And that was, like, a really terrible performance.
I was just going to ask, what happened in that second final he made?
Yeah, that was awful. I didn't realize that was the only other final he'd ever made.
Yeah.
The one where he kept cramping up and you couldn't walk at a certain point? Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, his if you go based off that performance, maybe not a great pick, but he seems like he's always well enough liked by the other people in the house. He's on the Champs versus whatever season right now. And it doesn't ever seem like he gets brought up in the conversation for who people are, you know, dying to get rid of. You know, he sticks to Bananas as long as he needs to. Sometimes he, you know, wants to back off or whatever, but I feel like it's a safe pick. So I'm going to take Zach.
Yeah. I'd always had it. My impression of him was always that he was kind of one of the banana bunch, but Scally, is that accurate in your mind, or do you feel like Zach could have some agency outside of whatever Bananas is doing?
I would say that's accurate, and I think that Zach on paper is a good pick. He has won, I think, 3 out of the 6 eliminations he's been in, but if you look at who he was going against, it wasn't always the strongest competition. As soon as he was put up against someone like Jordan, he was sent home almost immediately. So I think Zach is okay on paper. I, like you, did not really want to pick him on my team for some of the character things. So I think he's a decent pick here, though.
Right. He's one of the people that I'm just always rooting against so hard. I don't want to, like, benefit from him succeeding.
Yeah, I'm actively rooting against him, and I don't want to root against my own team. So.
Right. Yeah. Haley, is there some redeeming side to Zach that we're missing, or are you on board with that?
I do think he's a complete piece of shit, but hear me out for 3 seconds. I think he's maturing and he's getting better. While he still acts like a terrible person, he's also in a point in his life where he is realizing he's acting like a terrible person, and he's like hoping he can change, and he hasn't yet, but maybe he's on that track where he actually can change.
I feel like, though, I have been watching this Champs versus Stars, which he and Jenna were both on, and I feel like it's like the 4th time that I've seen him show up and be like, yeah, I don't know why Jenna still talks to me either, but she does, and my life is still awesome. Like, I don't know how I can't take it anymore seeing him keep coming in there with that kind of state of mind. Yeah.
No, you're 100% right. It's exhausted.
All right. Well, all the best for Zach out there, I suppose. Haley, I am very excited to find out. You have back-to-back picks coming up. This should be a lot of fun. Let's hear it.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm excited. No, you're the wild card. It's just like Secret Hitler.
I'm super excited about my next 2 picks. So with my first one, I'm going with someone I'm actually pretty surprised fell this far, and maybe that's just because I have a different drafting strategy than you guys, but give me Leroy.
Oh, I wanted Leroy. I was hoping he would fall. That was unrealistic of me, though. Yeah, why'd you pick Leroy?
I love Leroy. I think in a season of Vendettas, he's going to be one of the people with the least amount of Vendettas coming at him. Everyone loves him. Even Veronica last season, it was like, oh, I don't dislike Leroy at all. I love him. But it just happened that I could screw over this other alliance by, you know, some weird semantics going on. And he's a good athlete. I think he's only getting better. And he's so due to win.
Well,
he has
at
to
some
do
point,
it.
Like, I would all. How long would people have been saying Anissa is so due to win? She
right.
could possibly
yeah,
go
so
over 13.
That's different. Because Anissa's not that, like, she's like a powerhouse, but she's not like super athletic and not super agile. I just feel like Leroy is more of a full package.
Okay. Scally, where are you on Leroy?
I like Leroy a lot. He's one of the favorites coming in personality-wise every time. He has virtually no enemies on any season he's on. My only problem is that, like we were alluding to before, this is his 9th challenge. He's never won. The only person to ever win on their 9th challenge was CT, and then no one has won on a later appearance than that. So I'm not particularly confident when we're coming into a season we know there's only going to be one winner. But I think he has the potential to make it pretty far without even going into an elimination, and then winning a couple eliminations once he finds his way there.
Yeah, we saw what happened to him last season, just finding his way into an elimination seemingly out of nowhere because of a burn vote gone wrong. I wonder how that might impact him, Liguori, this time around, with potentially people not feeling like putting him in anytime early, like that he got so hosed last time.
It just feels like Leroy's one of those people that people never, like, the other players never feel bad about seeing him go. Like, not in, like, the sense that they don't like him, just in the sense that they always feel like he's an easy person to get out. They always feel like whenever we need to get rid of Leroy, whenever, you know, we get towards the end and we see that, you know, he's a big threat, we still do need to get rid of him. No one ever really thinks twice about letting him go into the elimination. Like what we saw with Brittany and Veronica, they were like, all right, well, if Leroy's going to be the one that we have to sacrifice, doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he gets so far sometimes and, you know, he hasn't been able to finish the deal. Not once yet. So I'm not too high on his chances, but I really, you know, I'm just like Haley and probably everybody else, I'm going to be rooting for him all the way. I want to see him get the win. I just don't know if he can do it.
Yeah. All right. So Haley, you have yet another pick now. Who's it going to be?
This one, I'm not surprised that this person fell to me, but I'm really excited about them regardless. And that's Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, Haley's taken all of my favorites, and I was going to describe them as fan favorites, but maybe they're just mine. They're just mine? You don't like Devin?
I like Devin, but I think you were a little higher on him than maybe you should be.
Okay, well, I don't even think I would have taken him if he had fallen to me this soon, just because I don't know if just physically, like he is a built guy, but I don't know that he really stands out above the pack to me. The same way some of these other guys that are still left on the board even might. I just really do like Devin's personality, and I think it'd be good for the show to have someone like Devin really at the forefront going forward for a while, because it seems like one of the things they often encounter is the people who do really well at the game are total dickheads, and Devin is not one of those people as far as I can tell.
Right. Haley, do you like Devin, or do you just think he's going to do well?
No, I really like Devin. He's kind of a douchebag, and he definitely was a douchebag in Are You the One? But I like Devin. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I find him really funny. I find him smart, but, like, self-aware enough that he's not, like, he's definitely a douche, but, like, he kind of knows it. Mm-hmm. And I love the way he is loyal to certain people. He was very loyal to Rashida in his original season of Are You the One and in Second Chances. He was never going to screw her over. He was super loyal to Cheyenne. And even if they had come first in that season, I don't think he would have taken the money on her. And I think if he finds an alliance he can stick with, I think he'd really stick with them. And I think they like, I think it seems like everyone likes having him around. Even Bananas thinks he's funny, doesn't trust him super a lot, but I bet he could form a relationship with Bananas over, you know, some of these, the British imports forming a relationship with Bananas.
Is Devin a single gentleman these days?
I believe so.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
If not, I'm sure that doesn't really hold him back. But think I don't think Devin got a lot. Obviously, he didn't get a lot of stuff going on in Dirty 30. And I think the show suffered from not having Devin there the entire time.
Yeah. Scally, are you a Devin believer?
I like Devin on my TV. I don't know that I would have liked Devin on my team. I think I have him third from the bottom on the men's side.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like him like as a character, but I don't think he stacks up that well physically. He made it to third place on his first season after being eliminated first overall and getting brought back.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Someone else. And he comes in to this season claiming his two biggest vendettas are both Corey and Bananas. So I don't know really where he fits in here socially, but I want Devin to be on this season for a little longer, but I don't feel confident in his overall chances.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like he doesn't have the athletics. Like, I don't know if he has, you know, if he's in the gym as often as he needs to be to prepare himself physically to get, you know, the challenges that come towards the end where he really needs to show what he's got. I don't know if he's ever going to get to that point where he can, you know, stand on wherever that thing is for so long and be the one who comes out victorious.
Right. And Devin's not going to be the winner of the final, I would imagine. Like, I just don't see how it's going to come down to him and a group of people that he's going to be able to beat over some crazy 3-day final situation. But I do, just to reiterate, I really think Devin is, like, an important person. Like, I think Haley was saying, to be featuring on the show, because he does just bring something that I really don't think they can get out of virtually anyone else in the cast. And like, if he were to start hitting the gym more, I really think he does have, like, I say bananas upside, in the sense, not of the successfulness within winning all of the challenges, but just being like a franchise player for many, many years to come, because he is so good on TV, I think. All right, Liguori, it is back on you.
All right. I've picked two players so far that I think will do well. Now I'm going to pick somebody that I don't know if is going to do great, but I really always root for this person. Give me Jemmy.
Why do you always root for Jemmy?
Do you not? Like, I can't imagine not rooting for Jemmy. Do you not?
Colin is not obsessed with Jemmy as much as we are, Matt.
That's crazy. Jemmy's just so, like, all around. She's funny. She's probably my favorite person in the confessionals. Like,
interesting. And she is funny in the confessionals for sure. And like, insightful. And I, like, much like Devin, I do think Jemmy brings some like a flair to the show that they really don't get out of anyone else.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's not historically done well with the physical as much as some of the other girls have. She's been in six eliminations, only won two of them. But she has made a final before. She made a final, I think it was her first season, maybe not her first season. Her second
might
season.
Might have been her second season when she was on Rivals with Camilla.
Exactly. Yeah, that was it. So she's made a final before. They didn't do so well. They got eliminated before, you know, there was like the first day and then, or the first part and the second part. She got eliminated with Camilla before they even got to the second part. So I don't know how she's going to do with, you know, the physical game, but I'm happy to have her on my team just to root for her.
Okay. Skyly, where do you land on Jemmy?
I like Jemmy a lot. I'll admit, before Jemmy came back on Dirty 30, I kind of did ask myself, why is she back? I didn't know if she was really going to bring a lot to the show, and I was very quickly proved wrong after the hiatus that she was very entertaining and one of the better confessional givers in the house. I think she's very social and very strategic. I think, like Leroy, she really doesn't have any issues coming into the house except for maybe betraying Kayla last season, but I don't see that as being a huge hindrance on her game. But overall, I think she'll, you know, middle of the pack.
Yeah, for me, I just don't have the confidence in her in an elimination, but I think she is an exceptional player with the social and strategic element of the game, for sure. Haley, don't disparage me.
I remember you texting me many times being like, what's Jemmy's upside?
Colin.
As in, how is Jemmy realistically going to win? The same thing I would say about Anissa.
Which is, you know, and I'm not saying that you don't have reasons to be saying that, but I'm just saying you've said it.
All right, Haley, you don't need to throw me under the bus just because you're mad you didn't get to play Secret Hitler, which you don't even like.
I never said I didn't like it, but you know what? I really don't like being left out of things.
Okay.
Especially things that determine my fate in this game.
All right. I should have thought this through. I should have thought that through, the meta game, when I was planning this all out. Any other thoughts from anyone on Jemmy, or are we good to move on? I guess speak up now would be the time.
I love Jemmy. I just don't have a lot of faith in her athletic ability, you know. So I probably wouldn't have picked her this early on, but
I think she's really strong.
I love her
essentially
so much.
So I'm happy to have her. I think she's going to really do well with this, especially with a bunch of new people that, you know, are going to be looking for a friendly face. And, you know, I don't know if Jemmy's the friendliest face, but she'll talk to you. Like, she's good with that part of the game.
Okay. So there goes Jemmy. I believe that is the 10th pick. So we are up to number 11, and I am stalling because I still don't know who I want to take. I think I will go with Nelson, and I was torn between a couple of people here, but Nelson is someone that has obviously done fairly well, to say the least, in over the last couple of seasons that he's been on. I think he's made at least one final and has gone deep before in other challenges, and Nelson, I think, just socially has potentially some issues to be worried about, but less so than a couple of the other people I was considering taking. So almost by process of elimination, give me Nelson before I start picking people I've never heard of.
If Nelson's temper can be controlled, then it's a very good pick. But, you know, we've seen a little bit too often now that he gets his temper just flares up and he loses control of, you know, realizing that he should not be charging at Derek and, you know, try and just control it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it is one of those things that I always wonder how MTV kind of finds the right balance, because they do like the blow-ups, obviously, and sometimes it can turn out great where CT punches some dudes and gets thrown out of a couple challenges, but then mellows out and becomes a fan favorite. But it also can go the opposite, where they play up the Camillinator for so long, and then she, like, smacks someone from production and is done from the franchise forever or whatever. I think it's, you know, doors still open either direction for Nelson here. Haley, are you a Nelson fan?
Yeah, I like Nelson, and I can see him getting better and better and better, and I just want him, like you guys said, to control his anger so he can really, like, channel that into doing well in this challenge. Like, because I've watched Are You the One way more than I've watched The Real World, I have a deeper connection with the Are You the One people. So, like, I want to see Nelson do well, and I want to see him prove everyone wrong. And I would love if he could, you know, he could start turning things around this challenge.
Okay, Skelly.
Because he obviously has the ability. He has the potential for a social game. And he's not the dumbest guy on the block. So I think he could do it.
He came in second in the final that he was in Invasion. He came in second to CT by, like, minutes or seconds or something.
Yeah, okay.
It was very close.
Yeah, I knew he had one really strong performance. I was going to say, yeah. Skelly, what were his other seasons that he's been on, and how did he do?
Nelson's done well on, obviously, we just talked about Invasion of the Champions. He was on Dirty 30, where he got kicked out last season, but he was poised to do decently well there, at least. If Hunter went before him, he probably would have gotten forgotten about towards the end. He was on, I think it was Rivals 3 with Amanda, where for their rookie season, they had an okay showing, but...
Okay. Are you a Nelson advocate?
I'm fine with Nelson as a TV character. I had to stifle an audible groan because Nelson was definitely far and away my next pick. So I was very upset about it.
I'm winking at you so hard right now. I wish you could see
it. I was going to say, I love conflict, so you know I want Nelson. But he is 5-for-6 in eliminations, and I think the sixth one could have really gone either way. And he's in an impossibly great spot where even though Corey is a far less of a threat, that he will always be targeted before Nelson is ever targeted.
Yeah, Corey was the other person I was thinking, and I thought Corey is going to get thrown in every time.
Mm-hmm. I think Nelson beats Corey in almost every final in a majority of the challenges, and he's targeted less often than Corey.
Yeah.
So I think Nelson is the clear pick there.
Okay.
And I think it's funny that Nelson and Jemmy are going back to back here, because Jemmy is, like I said, one of my favorite people in the confessionals. Nelson is awful. So awful. Just watch this as you watch the season. Just keep an eye on Nelson when he's doing the confessionals, because I just finished watching Invasion again, and just every time he's talking to the camera, his face doesn't move. His voice is so monotone. I don't know how he's considered good TV, besides the fact that he's, you know, whatever he's you know, the Are You the One, was he was good on that, but I can't watch him in the confessionals.
Yeah, he thinks that you are the stupidest person in the world whenever he's giving a confessional to you. He has to, like, explain it in the most basic terms possible and really lay out why whatever's important. All right, Skelly, it is back over on the corner to you.
All right, I'm looking at the rest of my draft board. A majority of the higher picks are gone. The people that have been on a number of challenges I'm not super impressed with that are left, so I'm thinking I might go for some rookies here. I'm going to go with Kyle for my first pick.
Okay. Why Kyle?
I think Kyle's in an okay position where, having watched him on Jordy Shore, he definitely will get in fights occasionally, but he's pretty social. He's well-liked with most of the people that I've seen him interact with. I think that him coming in as the third of the males from the UK, it puts him in a better spot. I know that Joss and Rogan are good friends outside of the show, so I think that them being both physically bigger and a tighter pair is going to be much more threatening than Kyle. So Kyle should be able to sneak through for a little bit, where I'm hoping that he can make some ties in the house.
Haley, are you at all familiar with Kyle?
I am not. I know my brother is a fan of Jordy Shore, so I really should have picked his brain a bit before doing this. But you know what? I didn't. I just went into it.
Yeah, I do not know anything about Kyle. I've never seen Jordy Shore. It's just British Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Maybe Dom could fill us in on a future podcast about Geordi Shore.
I'm sure he's watching every
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I'm sure. Liguori, are you familiar with Kyle at all?
I'm not familiar with any of these guys that are from those shows, but just to remind you, I guess, Kyle is the one that I was talking about that potentially has something going on with Kara. I don't know if that's developed, you know, like I said, from after the show, or if maybe they had something going on during the show, but if there's potential there that Kara could hook up with, well, not literally hook up, but, you know, if they get together on the show, it's a good ally to have.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think Kara is probably, like, bananas in that same capacity, where when you, mm-hmm. you know, if there's an opportunity there, I think it's all the more enticing, and it's hard for the players to overlook, like, the obvious game value in siding up with someone, you know, someone that powerful just within the franchise.
Right.
Yeah. So Scally, I guess, or unless you have any further thoughts on Kyle or reasons for why you picked him, it's your pick again.
No, that's about all I had on Kyle. I'm looking at two of the female rookies.
I'm so scared.
I think I know why you're scared, and I think I'm going to go Natalie.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I think Natalie is actually going to be a little underrated coming in here. Because I think that she's going to be looked at as basically, again, a non-threat. Just from the little bit of research I did on the two women coming from the UK, they are both very large personalities where I think Natalie will be able to ingratiate herself a lot better. I think she was an underrated social player on Big Brother, and I think that showmancing is well within her game. And people forget she was a professional dancer and cheerleader, so I think she's somewhat athletic at least. So I think she's set up decently well.
Okay. I guess let's, before we even talk about Natalie specifically, let's just talk about the fact that we have two people from Big Brother on the challenge now. Liguori, what's that like for you?
I think maybe that was part of the reason that I also just went and dived through all these seasons of the challenge, just because I knew that this was coming up and just maybe in the back of my head. But, you know, when I first found out about it, I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, people from my show are going to go on the show that I'm starting to like more. And then I think I expressed like my excitement to Allie, and she was not excited about it. So I was like, maybe this I trust Allie's opinion. And now that I've seen so many seasons, I'm like, maybe this isn't a great idea. But I mean, if they were going to pick two people from Big Brother, I know it's like, this is probably like a really hot take to say, but I think Natalie and Victor are good picks to put on the show. They had a good, I don't even know if it was a rivalry when they were on the show, but there was some back and forth. If anyone remembers, there was a little bit of like before the feeds were turned on, Natalie and Victor, like somewhat of a showmance maybe was starting, but that never turned into anything. And even though they might not have, I mean, it's hard to tell based off Big Brother competitions, their athletic abilities. Victor's obviously very athletic, but the one challenge that I just that sticks in my head is the one where they're, you know, they hold onto the ropes and they're standing on a circular disc, and it's an endurance comp on Big Brother. They were the final two people in that challenge, and they had gone on a while. I just remember watching it. Victor ended up winning, but Natalie was close. If she wanted to hang in there a little bit longer, she probably could have. Mm-hmm. So I think they're both, you know, they're not the strongest athletes by a mile in this group, but I think they might surprise a few people.
Haley, where are you on Big Brother-ers in the challenge house?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but that doesn't mean I'm not looking forward to it. Both games are very social with some athletic ability necessary, so I think their skills that they develop there will translate super well over into the challenge, even better than, you know, the Are You the One kids will have to do. Like, they won't have quite as much as a learning curve coming here. I think I've warmed on Natalie being here since hearing about it originally. Like, at first I was like, wow, that makes no sense. I still don't think it makes a lot of sense, but I like her, and I think she'll be a fun addition here. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I worry here that she is the only one coming from a show like Big Brother where You know, even though there's only one Geordie Shore girl, I think. Is there even one?
No, Kelly. Not in the season, no.
No, okay. Well, anyway, the two British girls, like, they at least have each other. And they have an automatic pair there where Natalie's kind of coming in by herself with no one.
Yeah. I guess let's talk just quickly about the possible inverse here. I don't believe the Celebrity Big Brother cast has been announced yet, but I have heard just rumors about the possibility of either Johnny Bananas or Mark Long potentially being in the house there. Scally, how would you feel about that?
I'm okay with the prospect. I wouldn't love watching a season where Bananas just dominates another reality show, because I think we already see him dominate enough seasons of The Challenge as is. I think it's good for The Challenge to potentially get, you know, the 7 million viewers or so that CBS is pulling on every episode of Big Brother to get eyes on The Challenge. But I'm okay with seeing it. It's not my favorite. But then again, I was kind of against the whole Natalie and Victor coming onto The Challenge at first, and I kind of warmed up to the idea as I've moved away from the initial leak.
Yeah, the thing, I totally was with Haley when I first heard about it. I heard, oh, there might be Big Brother people going on The Challenge. I was like, no, that's not right. They're not doing that. Which turns out they are. So I'm coming around to it too, I think. I'm now at the point where I'm excited to see how this ends up going for both Natalie and Victor. Okay, so I guess it's back on me now. And given that Liguori was terrified he was going to get sniped there, and I don't know anything about any of these other people, and I'm not really inclined to draft the people I do know at this point, my only goal here is sniping whoever Liguori wants. I've narrowed that down to either Cam or Alicia. I feel like it has They're to awful. Be one of the two of them. And
yeah, Matt, you really played your cards wrong there.
You played yourself, Boo Boo. Upon just looking at photos of I only made it to Cam before deciding I'm definitely taking Cam. I will for sure take Cam now with this.
No!
Knowing nothing about Cam.
That was the pick.
Yeah, okay. Why was Cam? What, Liguori, tell me why I just drafted Cam, please.
Why? Come on. Cam is, I mean, she just seems like she's got everything that you want in a successful player. She seems like she'll be able to handle the athletics. She seems like she'll be able to handle the social part of the game. And, you know, she has these two other people that she's coming in with, and I don't know how she's going to do with having those people around her, but I see no reason to think why she would have a hard time making friends. Like, this whole group of people on this season don't know each other, you know, besides the people who have been on the show before, people who are coming from other shows together. It's a lot of people that are going to be meeting up for the first time, making new friends. And I feel like Cam is the perfect person that is going to fit right in with anybody she wants to fit in with.
Yeah, it's a great call about this being maybe one of the better seasons in recent memories to be a rookie, just because there are so many of them and so many people, you know, so many people missing that I think are regulars for the last several years. Haley, what do you know? Or I guess she's from Are You the One, right? Are you a Cam fan from Are You the One?
Yeah, I absolutely love Cam. I think you made a great choice here with her. She's fun. She's smart. I think she's going to give great confessionals. She's also going to give some drama because she had drama in Are You the One with Alicia and whatever his name is, Eddie. And all three of those people are on this season. So that's going to be really interesting to see continue on here. I'm really excited about Cam, and I think she has some Tori upside.
Okay, interesting. I know Tori's relatively new herself, but that's a big piece of praise, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scally, where are you on Cam?
Cam was the other pick I was deciding between. I think she set up very well. Cam was very well liked on her season of Are You the One. I think she comes in kind of in the Tori spot where she's going to fit in with some of the girls who have done this a little more, whereas someone like Alicia was not as well received on Are You the One or Are You the One Second Chances. So I think she might have a little more difficulty than Cam, which will probably even put Cam in a better spot because she's going to be able to talk to everyone about Alicia. Also, I think from what I've seen, I think Cam is tall, which might not seem like it's a lot, but when you're coming in against, I mean, some of the girls on the cast are 100 pounds soaking wet, then at least being, you know, physically taller, some helps out someone like Jenna or Laurel, knowing that they are obviously physically in addition to tall.
Laurel is the number one draft pick on any season she is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think in looking at the photos that I have up here of Cam, yeah, she does appear to be quite tall. So that is, I think, a very good and underrated point, is that is oftentimes, especially against so many of these girls that are probably like 5'3", going to be huge in plenty of the challenges and eliminations. So good pick by me there. Ligori, now that Cam is off the board, where are you going to go next?
We're still mad about that. It was you were like 100% right, and I'm mad about it. It was between Cam and Alicia, and I didn't know which one I wanted, but now I either don't have a choice or I have to go somewhere else. But I am going to go somewhere else, unless this person's already been picked and I forgot to like mark it down. But is Corey really still on the board?
He is on the board.
Absolutely, he is.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I really don't want to take him, but I really have to take him.
Yeah, this happens. Fantasy football players will be very familiar with this, where every year they're just like a couple guys that have been big names for so long, and they just inexplicably are just not that popular entering the season in like fantasy drafts, and they just fall forever. And at a certain point, you just can't let them drop any further. And I think this is right around the time for Corey, so I think this makes sense. But what are Corey's career stats coming into this?
Well, this is going to be his fifth challenge. He's only made it to one final. And that was on Invasion, where he came in third and had a really not strong performance. He was he came in last on the, I literally just watched this today. He came in last on the first two legs of it. It was like three parts. And then in the last part, he was with Camilla, and he was just breaking down trying to work with her on the puzzle. And then just it wasn't a very strong performance. Nelson and CT completely like outshined him. So, you know, I don't feel great about him in general, but it's just so hard to not pick him when he's still on the board. We're being set up. His vendetta on this season is with Bananas. If you remember last season, he had the hit list, and he had, instantly became a target once that information was put out into the house. So he's always played a game where it's very dangerous, very risky, and probably not the smartest game. But it's just, you know, he's becoming such a big name in there. It's hard to not pick him.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Scally, when we talked about Nelson, we were talking a little about Corey, and we both, I think, were on the same page there. It seems like Corey has just painted a big target on himself as kind of just being the anti-Bananas guy that I would guess would, entering the season, be Bananas' number one priority in the dark. Unless, is there anyone I might be overlooking that could take that mantle from him?
No, Corey's definitely going to have a hard time coming into any of the next two or three seasons he does with a low profile. He is, I mean, Devin has more of the personality that Wes does, but I would say Corey is definitely being billed as the new Wes in terms of Bananas' big rivalry. I think Corey has a few weaknesses in terms of puzzles, and I think he has a lower leg injury that causes him to have a few problems with long distance running. But I think this is about the spot Corey should be going in the draft.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And by the way, congratulations to Corey, the inaugural member of the Challenge Hookup Hall of Fame. And I'm excited to see where that all goes. Who are some other candidates that could be getting into there shortly, or that would have been getting in there had they had this earlier? Who are like the all-time greatest challenge hookup artists?
Can I let you know where it does get him, though?
What?
He has a baby with former challenge.
Oh, yeah!
And
how did we not talk about that yet? Not get to that yet?
So the Challenge Hookup Hall of Fame leads you to having a baby, as we've seen with Corey and we've seen with Tony, although he did hooking up in his real world season, so that's what led to the baby.
We got that news dropped the other day that it isn't the baby a few months old now at this point, or did it just get born? That, yeah. Corey and Cheyenne, Devin's old teammate from Team Princess, have a kid together. Did anyone even know that they were that was even a thing that was in the ether?
Well, they had some sort of will they won't they thing on Rivals. Cheyenne had the baby.
They did, as it turned out.
March, April, yeah. Did they ever? She had the baby in April, and it was.
I think it's 9 months old or something by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. How do you keep that secret for so long?
Well, ask Kim Kardashian. Or no, not Kim. Khloe Kardashian. Right?
Let me just text her. Let me
I was hoping like Haley would jump in. I think it's Khloe Kardashian that everyone's freaking out about right now. With the pregnancy.
Well, they're trying to figure out if Kylie's pregnant. They know Khloe's pregnant now.
I don't follow the Kardashians.
Well, then why did you make the joke?
Okay, let's do a Kardashian draft. Quick sidebar, Kardashians.
Courtney, I want Courtney.
Okay.
You can have the rest of them. I only want Courtney.
Well, Haley, it's your turn to start drafting again. You have back-to-back picks once again. Corey is now off the board. I guess before we wrap on Corey, around the horn, does anyone think he has an actual chance to win this season? Let's guess start with Scally, just arbitrarily.
Like I said before, I think in order for Corey to win the season, he has to have Banana's little faction out, and somehow someone else has to also take out Nelson, and they think that he's going to have issues, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Ligori, can Corey win this season?
It's an above zero chance, but I don't think it will happen.
Follow-up question. Will you change your name to Matt Ligori if he wins this season?
So, Haley, what do you think about Corey?
Okay.
No, I'm...
Message received. Okay. Haley, you now have back-to-back picks again.
I want to make my point first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were okay.
So my thing is that Corey is always going to be looked at as a huge target, but his skill level doesn't match up to that target.
Yeah, that's okay. True. That's fair.
So my picks, I'm going with Shane.
Oh, we just dumped. Oh, I'm scared. I wasn't like ready. Not that I had, but you're good.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Shane. I like him. I think he plays a pretty outstanding social game, and I think he's proved himself in the physical game. I like him, so I'm taking him.
I feel like I've been seeing Shane on the challenge for like a decade. Ligori, when did Shane start, and how many has he done at this point, and has he ever won one?
I think like maybe what you meant to say is you haven't seen him in like a decade.
No, he was on one recently. He was on one.
Invasion, but before
sorry, that, I meant dated, as far back as at least a decade ago. Yeah, I feel like he's been around. Right.
Yeah, he's been. This is going to be his sixth challenge. The only one that he's done in recent years was Invasion, and he got kind of close. He was eliminated like right before the finals. They got rid of like half of the challenge. Not what were they called? The people that weren't the champions.
The challengers.
Was it? I don't know.
Underdogs or whatever.
Yeah, the underdogs. Thank you. That was it. So that's where he went out there. But he hasn't made a final. It's a very – not very different, but it's a different game, you know, now than it was. Like all these games have evolved. So I don't know if he's going to ever get to the final, let alone pull out a win. But he's a good person to have.
I've always really liked Shane when I've for the few seasons that I've seen him on over these last decades, what little I even remember of them. But I don't know if he's, again, just someone that I could see realistically winning this season, although I do think he is a fun person to have out there, and I'm glad to see him there. Scally, where have you been on Shane? Have you been a fan of his throughout his long and storied challenge career?
Yeah, so Shane is someone I remember watching when I was still sneaking watching the challenge back in the day. I think Shane actually came back much more of a threat than I thought he was going to when I first heard he was coming back on Invasions. I think Shane has a chance if he makes it to the final. I think Shane is going to struggle potentially in elimination rounds. But he's in good enough shape to run the actual final. But in terms of muscling out some of these giants, I don't know if he's going to be able to do so.
He beat Tony in a pure strength challenge.
I think, to be fair, that was a little more strategy also.
Whatever. But he still beat, like, a big dude in a challenge.
Yeah, Shane has connections, so that's something that'll help him in this season. He's got Veronica back with him after they have a little bit – I don't know if they have history together because I didn't see a few of those earlier seasons. But they're both from, like, the OG days. I'm sure they do have history together. He has Nicole in the house. They had something going during Invasion. He has also – but he also has Nelson in the house, and it seemed like they were butting heads a lot towards the end of that season. They were calling each other a snake or whatever that was. So I don't know if that's going to carry over to here, but he has, you know, different avenues where he's either going to get attacked or he's going to be able to link onto people.
Okay. Looking forward for sure to seeing how all this goes for Shane. Haley, it is your pick again.
All right. Well, it's my turn to take Alicia.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Was Alicia someone that you liked during Are You the One?
I liked her. I didn't love her. I was definitely kind of on Team Cam in that situation. I think she was better on Are You the One Second Chances. But I don't think she's going to win here. But I think she has potential to at least do some damage.
Okay, yeah, I did not watch either of her seasons of Are You the One and have literally nothing to add. Scally, where are you on Alicia?
I think Alicia, again, is another good TV character. I think she actually was originally going to be on the Dirty 30 cast and had to drop out at the last minute. So I know that they've wanted to bring her on for a little while. I think that Alicia is going to only struggle with getting thrown into early elimination rounds, potentially, in which she could go out early. But I think she's a... You know, with a sight unseen, I think she's an okay competitor.
Okay, Liguori, any faith in Alicia here?
Yeah, I'm not so high on her chances, but I think she'll be able to do as well as we'll probably expect of her.
Okay, well, it is back on you then, Matt.
This is hard. I probably wanted to pick Alicia, but. The remaining females on this little list we have, nothing too impressive, and I feel like I need to balance my team out. I feel like it's pretty guy-heavy right now. Can you, cut out, 30 minutes of dead space while I try to figure this out?
I'm going to extend it. I'm going to double it up and slow down the speed so that people think that you're taking even longer.
All right. This is probably not the best pick in the world, but give me Nicole Ramos.
Okay. Cousin Nicole, as I have her in my notes, to differentiate her from the other Nicole.
I like that. She isn't the most impressive. One thing that I will give her points for, give her an eating challenge and she's got it. You know, that's where
what?
We saw her.
Give her food and she does not have it based on her build.
Compared to some of the other girls. You saw what happened with Marie. I think she was in it as much as she could have been.
Nicole is one of the people like we were talking about earlier, who's 4'11", 98 pounds.
Right. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying I don't think she's going to be outrunning everybody. But I think when it comes down to, I don't know, maybe she's not going to out-eat anybody. But I just remember, I have a good memory of her putting up a good performance in that challenge, even if she didn't win it. But I mean, she hasn't made a final. She came really close. What was that? Her second season when she was a rival with Dario. They got eliminated right before the final. She's been in 3 eliminations. She did win one. And, it's hard seeing Nicole when she doesn't have Nani, because it's where does she fit in?
I was going to ask, where did Nani go?
I don't know.
Back to school.
Yep.
Horrible decision. Scally, where are you on Nicole?
I'm fine on Nicole. I think at this point in the draft, we're really just going for last longest. I don't think any of these people have a very high winning percentage. I think that Nicole has good relations. She was in that Jemmy, Veronica, Brittany group last season. I think she's fine. I don't think she's a particularly good competitor. Just on the Nani note, I thought it was funny before I was looking. And I feel like we haven't seen Nani in forever, but she was on, I think, 2 or 3 seasons ago.
It's when she got eliminated with Wes, and that was Rivals 3. Yeah, so
it's only been last so long now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I guess maybe there's still hope for Nani. What happened to Teresa, too? Where'd Teresa – so many of these people.
Literally,
she had a baby.
Did she?
I think so.
So did Jasmine. That's why
– And so did Jeanne.
Oh my God. All these great people having babies. I guess good for them, first of all. But
these great people having babies. That
well, they're
be
ruining the challenge by not going back on the challenge.
All these great people having babies.
Corey. Yeah, I think Teresa actually is.
Don't make it sound like that was a weird sentence, Liguori.
But Tony and Corey get to have children and still go back on the challenge over and over and over again.
All these great people having
We often don't see moms on the challenge. I think the last one and maybe the first one was Robin when she was on X's.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
2 or 1.
She when she played with Anissa
Oh, no, not Robin. I'm sorry. Yeah, Robin.
No, you're thinking of Robin, but what's, yeah. Maybe it was a rival season that she was with Anissa?
No, yeah, yeah, she was with Anissa on Arrivals, but she was with Mark Long on Exes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. I was merely saying, for the record, Teresa, John A., look, good for them for having babies, but the challenge is worse without them. I'm saying it's double good for them.
I miss Teresa, and I mean, not as, you know, in the historical set, just like, just from watching all of her seasons so fast, I really, really like Teresa and Jasmine. And those were two of the people that aren't on the show anymore. I knew that Jasmine had a kid, but I really wish they would still, they would come back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Teresa's really, really fun character on a rewatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is back on me. I don't know where to go. I think I am just going to take one of these British guys, both of whom appear to be shredded beyond belief based on these photos that I have been given. I guess give me Rogan O'Connor for my fifth round pick for no real reason. He seems like, as when I was talking about Bananas might find himself in there against some rookie who just happens to be insanely strong in a muscle-based elimination. This is the kind of guy I had in mind, where I feel like even though he doesn't – I know nothing about him. Who's to say if he has a good social game or not? He's British, so probably not. I feel like he could still just work his way pretty deep into the game. And at this point, I'm just looking for last longer value. Scally, I guess, is our somewhat of our relative European expert here. Is Rogan an acceptable pick at this point?
I would say so on size alone. He's giant. I think they we're saying he's one of the biggest guys to debut in a while. He is friends with Joss and has a rivalry with Kyle because I think he hooked up with Kyle's serious ex-girlfriend. But he's also a personal trainer. But I think what I had read, he was a little bit of a shit star on his cut seasons.
Okay. Either of the other two of you guys familiar with this guy at all?
Nope. He has a hot name, though.
I mean, I don't know, like, anything about the shows, but I watched the videos where they, you know, give you a little clip about them, and I liked what he had to say. He was talking about how he's going to play it slow and kind of ease into things or whatever, so anyone who's going to go into the game with that kind of attitude, especially as a rookie and not knowing anybody else, I can get behind that person.
Haley, what makes a name hot?
I don't know, Rogan O'Connor. That's just, like, a hot name.
That is a good name. That's a very solid name. I got to give him credit for that. Scally, it is back on you with two picks in a row.
Okay. I don't know if this is the best pick for winning, but I like her too much to let her fall anymore, and I think that she has some last longer odds. I'm going to go with Veronica on this pick.
Okay. How long has Veronica been doing these challenges?
I think since I was born. No, Veronica has been on for a very long time. I think she actually, I don't know if this is right. She might have been on her original season with Shane. They debuted around the same time. But Veronica has, from as early as I can remember watching the challenge, 90% of those moments are Veronica. She was always in huge fights or the most ridiculous situations, and I can't let her fall any further.
Has she ever made a final or won?
Yeah, she actually has 3 wins because I would say that the seasons back in the day weren't quite so athletically extreme. So, and they were also large team challenges, so a lot more people were winning back in the day.
Oh, and she was also and she was also like 12 years younger than she is now.
Right. And no, I remember I did a podcast last season of the challenge with Alex Kidwell, and he has like massive spreadsheets on all of these people's careers. And I do remember him talking about Veronica stockpiling a bunch of challenge wins during the heavy team era.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I will say, in her credit, I mean, it was a couple years ago, but she did go into an elimination against Jody, who back in the day was one of the beasts on the female side, and she beat her. So I say Veronica's not totally out of it. I don't know if she's going to win, but I could see her taking out one or two people along the way.
Okay, Liguori, as someone who's been watching all of these seasons, you know, back to back to back to back to back to back to back, recently in, you know, the last couple of months at most, what have you been noticing as far as like just the evolution of Veronica over time?
I think she was really good in the ruins. is, I hope I'm remembering like the name of the season right, just in terms of that's the one she was on, right? Scally, it was the Ruins.
Yeah, that's correct.
It was. Yeah, it was. But she, I really enjoyed her in that season because it was, you know, I saw her in Dirty 30 and I was like, oh, I don't know who this is. And everyone was like, oh, she's from back in the day. Like, you know, you probably, you know, you haven't seen that, but she was really good back then. And she was, I don't know if I remember her for her strong athletic abilities, but she was always involved in what was going on. Or just at least from my perspective. I don't know how I'm feeling about her these days. I feel like she's good with making friends. She's got she's like BFFs with Jemmy, I think. She's good friends. Is she good friends with Maria, or am I making that up? I don't know. But she's 2 for 3 in eliminations. She's coming in with this vendetta against Leroy. I think it's a good pick at this point in the draft. Like Scally said, we're picking from like, you know, a bunch of people who probably can't win or maybe won't win. But I think it's a good pick.
Did I just hear that she's been in 3 career eliminations?
Yeah, I even like looking back on that number that I just have written down, it doesn't sound right, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's wild.
It's right.
And she's won 2.
Only been out of 10 seasons. This is her 10th season. She's only been in 3 eliminations, and she's won 2 of those 3.
Yeah,
that's
one
wild.
Was against Anissa. Does that count?
Well, like I said, one also was against Jody, so I think that counts.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Haley, are you a Veronica fan?
Yeah, I like her a lot. I don't see her winning, you know, in almost any scenario anymore. But I love that she's back. Yeah.
I was ready for Ligori to ask me if I would change my name to Verona Colin Stone if she won.
No, Colin.
Dom would have been on that one. Dom would have been waiting all day for that one. All right, Scally, it is you again.
Okay, I am looking at the draft board, and I am not excited by anyone here. I think this is my last pick, too, before I get defaulted.
Yeah, that's right.
The last place choice. I'm going to go with...
Careful.
I know. All right, I don't like him to win, but give me Tony.
Yeah, someone had to take him eventually.
I think Tony is set up well, and I think this is the only season that he will be set up well moving forward, because I think Tony is coming in on good terms with Bananas and Leroy and that whole side, but also with the Corey and Nelson side, and he's probably going to have to pick a side later on, but for now, he can play them off each other pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony, in recent seasons, it's felt like has just been Bananas boy and rides that for as long as he can before he inevitably gets cut right around the end. I'm wondering if after after the Dirty 30, maybe he's going to try to mix that up. Although I do anticipate, like you were saying, him just being in there on good terms with people. And I think it isn't a bad call that Tony could be in there, obviously, for a while. And if he gets anywhere near the end, it's very possible that someone just as strong as Tony could win a couple of eliminations and make it to the final. So I think this late in the draft, while Tony would be the other person I was referencing along the same kind of Zach terms as earlier for me, where I really was trying to find reasons not to have him on my team, I might have taken him with my next pick if he had still been there. Yeah, Haley, I assume you love Tony and everything about him.
He's my favorite. I am the biggest Tony stan in the world.
Do you like this Tony more or Tony Vlachos?
This Tony, absolutely. How could any Tony be better than this Tony?
Okay, good to hear. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, is there any other element to the Tony baby mama drama that we may get this season after everything that went on with Camilla, Scally?
I don't think there's really been any news on that front. Originally, it was rumored that the girl that he was dating on The Real World, who was the mother of one of his children, was rumored to be looked at for being on this cast. So that would have been exciting. But I don't think there's really anything going on there otherwise.
Yeah, I saw like a happy picture of them at like Christmas, all happy and stuff. So they're probably okay.
Okay, sounds good. Which I guess means it is back on me. And again, so this is also my last pick before I get... Oh, no, I guess I will get a choice between the final two. And those should be some exciting people to choose between. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go for the only person I believe in Big Brother history to be evicted three times in the same season. Give me Victor. Why the hell not? How many battles back does he need to win to get drafted by someone to be on the challenge? Liguori, I know we've already hit the idea of just Big Brother players being out there, but where do you feel specifically Victor is going to fit in within this house?
Socially, or maybe not, just because there's so many other people, and I don't know where he's going to he's going to be like a lost puppy, like trying to find a friend, I feel like. But in terms of athleticism, it's hard to say that he doesn't have that. I know just from following him on social media that he was in the gym a lot. And I guess putting the pieces together now, it's because he was training for, you know, for the show. But he is a pretty physical threat, pretty big physical threat. If he can find people to work with, he is, you know, he can be social. He can work that part of the game too. It's just, you know, you feel like the rookies are the ones who are going to go in first, and it just becomes like a, are they going to go after the, you know, all the people from X on the Beach, or are they going to go after the Big Brother people right away? It seems like Victor could be like one of the first ones out.
That's definitely possible as well. But I mean, what are you going to do at this point in the draft?
Yeah.
Haley, did you like Victor on Big Brother?
Yeah, I did. He was an interesting story that we hadn't seen before. If he got to the finals, would I believe he should win? Probably not. I'm actually pretty interested in seeing him here. Yeah. Even though he's not single.
No.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's with Nicole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exciting. But yeah, no, I think we talked a little bit about this earlier as well when we were talking about Natalie. But I think Victor is a really good pick if you're going to have someone from the Big Brother house. He wouldn't have been the top of my list if I was just, on my own going to list the people I'd most want to see on the challenge. But in hearing that they picked him, I think it totally makes sense. Scally, what do you think about Victor being on the challenge?
I am not high on Victor's chances. I think if you look back on his experience on Big Brother, I don't know that it's going to really lend itself well here. I mean, yeah, Victor did well in competitions, but socially, he was evicted three times in the course of one season. I don't know how well he's going to be getting people to love working with him. He also had a huge issue with someone else on the Big Brother season who loved to pull pranks all the time, which is a favorite in the challenge house, and Victor had a huge issue with anyone pulling pranks around him. So I don't know.
Yeah, but
to
be fair to Victor, James really sucks.
Right.
Oh, I agree. I'm just relating it to the challenge household.
I wonder if James will be watching this season between Victor and Natalie both being on there. It's got to be terrifying for him. I'm sure there was so much shit talked about James in that challenge house.
I think it's safe to say that James will definitely be watching and tweeting about it nonstop.
Doing some periscopes on it.
I'm sorry, got that answer.
Yeah. All right. So that's exciting. Do you guys feel like this is just the potentially just the beginning of people from Big Brother or just other shows that aren't even like MTV affiliates being on the challenge? Because I get it when it's Are You the One or even when it's Jordy Shore or these MTV Europe shows. But this is like a CBS intellectual property that, like, I'm surprised that they're like almost cross branding to this extent, but I'm wondering if you think this could be a lasting thing, not just with Big Brother, but just in bringing people in from various other platforms.
I guess the easy answer would be, you know, we'll find out the next season, and if there's anybody on that one, we'll know that they are going to do this from now on. But if, you know, if it's not, it could just be that they had some kind of deal for, you know, the celebrity Big Brother versus, you know, trading off with this. So it could be a one-time thing. But if they continue going forward with it, Big Brother does have some people that would, you know, these people get cast on these shows because in one way or another, maybe Big Brother 19 excluded, they're supposed to be good TV. So, you know, if you take people that were good TV, like somebody who was rumored to be on the season of The Challenge who would have done awful was Big Meech. She was rumored to be on. She's obviously not on. But whether you hate her, love her, whatever, she was one of the most remembered people from that season. And she probably would have cried the entire time she was in the house. But these people are all, you know, somewhat good television. And it does make sense that they're if they're going to share, why not?
Yeah, I guess the question just for me would be, it seems like they have a virtually unlimited supply of people from their own shows that would love to do this kind of thing. So it just strikes me as odd. I guess, Scally, do you feel like there may have been – is it just like that cross-promotional, we'll give you a couple people on our show and we'll put someone in the Celebrity Big Brother house, as far as you can tell?
I think this is here to stay. I think that when you look at – the pool of contestants. I mean, Real World is basically all but canceled. Road Rules doesn't happen anymore. Are You the One is doing strong, but there's no confirmation it's coming back for another season even. I mean, how many times do we really need to see Nate and Christina from Are You the One come back, or half of the Bloodlines cast really wasn't doing it for anybody? So I think it's probably a good move. Why not snipe the good casting decisions from other networks as soon as their contracts are up? Okay. If you actually look at the X on the Beach show that most of the UK cast is coming from, MTV has been toying around with the idea of doing their own version over here, and I know has looked at other reality shows for casting as well.
Oh, okay. Do you know of any specific reality shows they've looked at for casting?
They've looked at Bachelor alumni and Big Brother.
Yeah, I want to say, like, Josh Murray was in...
He's on the champs for, or someone named Josh from The Bachelor is on.
No, that's him. But
I would say, go ahead.
But I feel like I heard that floating around, but I'm not totally sure if I'm correct on that.
There's some info if we want to throw that in at the end too, with all the other stuff.
Okay, well, we'll bring up some other stuff along those lines at the end. Okay, Liguori, Victor's off the board. It's back over to you, I suppose.
Did you take him because you knew I was going to take him next?
I did. Were you going to take him next?
Yeah.
Then yes, absolutely.
Okay. I guess I got to get one of these hometown guys in there, because they are this was filmed in the UK, right? Give me Joss.
Okay.
At this point, you know.
Yeah, I guess, Scally, what's the scouting report on the scouting report on Joss?
All right, I'm going to boo that pun right there. But Joss is coming in decently. I think he is friends with Rogan. He has a rivalry with Kaylee coming in. But I think he also, like Rogan, is a fitness instructor. He's a model. I think he was a rugby player for a time. It's probably something working against him, as I read that he's in a serious relationship, so he doesn't really have that card to play. But I think he's in a, you know, decent enough spot as a rookie.
Okay. It'll be fun, I guess, just seeing British people in the house. So do we ever have there been British people on the challenge before? I know Camilla is Brazilian. I feel like there was like a French guy a few years ago. Have we had British people on the show?
Not that I remember.
Not off the top of my head either.
All right, well, exciting to maybe this will be what finally gets Dom in on the show. Probably not. Okay, so I don't know what more there is to say about Joss at this point, although...
Nothing.
Yeah, okay, fair. It is back on Haley for her final two picks.
Give me Sylvia.
Okay, she's yours.
She has some upside. What it is, not sure.
She's won eliminations. She's only been on one season. And she won two out of three eliminations.
But I just don't think she's the most well-liked gal in the brood.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't hate her, but she's not my absolute favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what there is. Like, it's understandable why Sylvia would fall to this point based on what we've seen out of her. Has she done – how many challenges has she done before, Liguori?
This is her second one.
Okay, yeah. So it's just the – she was eliminated early. Invasion. Was it Invasion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't do terribly.
No, she put up an impressive performance. I can't remember right now who actually took her out, but I think she took out Kayla. Does that sound right?
Yeah, she did. She took out
Kayla in her first no, it was her second elimination. And then she eventually lost the next one.
She went in against LaToya also on that giant stair climbing challenge.
Right, yeah.
Where I think a lot of people kind of counted her out, and I was looking back, I wasn't confident in Sylvia coming into here, but I think she's a better competitor than you might think at when you first.
I agree.
Heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the steal of the draft right here was Stylvia.
And she's
all right.
She's,
sorry, I'm
oh
sorry,
God,
I'm sorry.
But she does have she has some stories, you know, coming into this. At the beginning of Invasion, She had the thing going on with Tony and with Nicole. She voted, I want to say it was Tony, she voted Tony into elimination, and apparently they have like a long history between them because they were on the same season of The Real World, if I'm wrong, correct me, Scally, but because
no, that's right.
So they had like a history, they've been friends forever, but she voted him in and stuck with the people she formed an alliance with, and that I think played all the way out until at least Tony was gone, that they didn't really mend things. So who knows if that'll get picked back up, but it's Vendettas, so I think that's the point of the season.
All right, interesting. So, Haley, it is back on you for your final pick.
I'm going with Kaylee because it rhymes with Haley.
There you go.
That was going to be my pun.
Kaylee Strong?
Yeah, I was going to jump in with that.
So, yeah. I don't know who – do I know who Kaylee is?
No.
I don't, so I doubt you do.
Kaylee, what's Strong. Kaylee from, Scally?
Kaylee was on X on the Beach, and I don't know what other reality show she's done, but I know she did do the Civilian Big Brother over in the UK as well.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's one of the British people, of course, from X on the Beach. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Is she the only British woman on the show?
No, there's one other, Melissa, and they hate each other.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I will say, I did watch the Big Brother season in the UK that Kaylee was on, and I'm sure that she is different on X on the Beach and on the show, but she was pretty insufferable on Big Brother UK.
Okay, so you're not forecasting a strong performance here?
No. I mean, I don't know how she'll be athletically, but she was part of the – they called themselves the cool kids in the house, and they were not fun to watch. She was eventually kicked out for threats of violence in the house and getting in a couple people's faces. So I was not a Kaylee fan on Big Brother, but we'll see how she does over here.
She sounds like challenge material from what I can tell.
Yeah. I can see why she was cast.
Excellent. Ligori, it is back on you.
All right. So just to set up who we have remaining, we have Eddie left from Are You the One season 5. We have Marie left who, surprise, I don't know if I'm surprised she fell this far. And then we also have Melissa from one of those shows. So I'm picking between either Eddie or Marie here. I think they both have plenty of downside. Eddie specifically just because he's a rookie. But I guess just give me Marie for the being in it till the end kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to take Marie if she had fallen back to me. Just because it does seem like she could win some eliminations. Am I making up that she's done all right in eliminations?
Kind of making that up. She's won one, and she's been in 4.
Who'd
so
she
not
beat?
A great. I know the answer to this. She beat Nani, and who was Nani's partner? Rob, maybe? No.
No.
Nani and somebody in Battle of the Seasons. She won one elimination. Maybe Rob was her partner.
Alton,
yeah.
Oh, okay, and I didn't even watch that season, so I've literally never seen her win an elimination.
Okay, yeah, so that's the one that she won. But she's been in 4, definitely not a great record, and I mean, after her performance last season when she was, when she completely just stopped doing the eating challenge and TJ was, like, mad at her, I didn't know who she was at this point, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. I would be surprised if we ever saw her again because that was awful, and then the cast came out, and I'm like, oh, there's this girl again.
Yeah. Well, I think she is fun, like a fun personality to have in the house. Do you like what she brings to the show?
Yeah, she definitely is a good person. You know, she's good to have in there. She's she can stir up the drama. She's decent in the confessionals. You need some people that are going to bring drama, especially when you I don't know if you are going to miss the Camilla drama that she brings, but nobody's going to. But you need somebody in there that's going to stir things up a little bit. So I'm happy that she's there. If I'm happy she's on my team, I don't know. But this is the end of the draft, you know.
There are no more rounds after this, so you're doing all right if it's the last round. Haley, are you a Marie fan?
No, absolutely not.
Ooh.
I'm shocked they brought her back after she quit last season. I don't think she adds anything interesting. I think she's a shit stirrer. But like a really condescending one and thinks like sanctimonious almost. There's been many times where she's been, I don't even know how to describe it, but she just gets on my nerves. And I don't think she brings anything interesting to the table. So I'm not really excited to see her again. Actually, she is the one person I forgot to write on my list of people on this season.
Maybe it was, yeah, that's a Freudian slip of the, it didn't matter that she wasn't on your list. You're never taking her anyway. Scally, where are you on Marie?
I think Marie is not the best competitor, but actually set up a little decently this season, kind of like how I was saying Tony was, where I think Marie is going to try to work with Kayla, but she was also in a brief alliance, albeit with was it Veronica and Jemmy and all of them last season when they conspired against Kayla, ironically. But I think that she's okay. She was a lot of fun on her original Real World season and has never really lived up to that since then.
Okay. Are there any power players she could be in good with?
I would say probably only Kayla on that front, if you consider Kayla a power player.
What the situation was between the two of them and if that would be something that they – a relationship that could be potentially powerful within the game.
I don't know that they're particularly close, but with Kayla not having Jenna on this season, I think that she's kind of going to look for any familiar territory there.
Okay. Well, that's familiar aesthetically.
All right. So it is back on me. I'm going to take Eddie just because Liguori said he was torn between Marie and Eddie. And I already have one British person on my team, and that's more than enough. So I guess Liguori, why am I taking Eddie? Tell me a little bit about Eddie so I know who's on my team.
Eddie's a good pick to have, especially, you know, he's
not apparently as good as Marie.
No, well, cause I think like I said before about Victor, the rookies are going to go early. There's no reason to suspect that they'll stick around. They're all going to stick around. There's so many people that I have written on this little sheet I have next to me that this is their first challenge appearance. And you know, you gotta think like, where are they going to fit in? If we're looking at the people from Are You the One 5 that are here, there's the three of them, Alicia, Eddie, and Cam. I do feel like Cam is the strongest one, the one that's most likely to be social with everybody else. I just feel like Eddie's going to end up being like, all right, well, who do we toss into the first elimination then? No one is going to get mad about this. No one's friends with Eddie. All right, throw Eddie in. And we lose him early.
Right. Yeah. It seems like that's the fate.
I didn't answer your question. You asked why you are picking him and I gave you all the bad reasons, but
no, I just tell me about him is fine.
Yeah. I mean, on the upside, he's a very nice guy. He seems likable. Seems like a strong guy. So maybe he'll win a few eliminations and earn a spot.
Yeah. At this point in the draft, I'll take what I can get. Scally, where are you on Eddie?
I am not high on Eddie. I think his best bet is surviving a couple of the first early eliminations, but beyond that, I don't really see much coming out of him, given that he has issues with both Cam and Alicia coming in to this season.
Haley, were you an Eddie person during Are You the One 5?
No, because he played Cam, and I'm not about that life.
I'm not about that life either. I did not know that. I wouldn't have put him on the same team as my girl Cam, who I am totally in love with after not knowing who she was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, so the situation with Cam and Eddie was that Cam and Eddie were hooking up and together, and they were pretty sure they were a perfect match. So they went in the truth booth. They were determined a perfect match. Alicia had a crush on Eddie. And they slept together that night that Eddie and Cam found out they were a perfect match. But Cam never found out about it until the show actually aired. But at that point, IRL, Eddie and Alicia were dating each other.
Wow.
That reunion was crazy.
Yeah.
Haley has told me a couple of times to watch Are You the One 5. I'm regretting not taking her up on that sooner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good season. Are any Are You the One seasons, like, you know, must watch?
I think I said that he needs to watch season 2 and season 3.
You said 2 and 5.
I don't think that's the truth.
I think you might have said 2 and 5.
No, I'm a champion for season 2 and 3.
But then, like, spoiler alert, I guess, Cam and Eddie, don't they, like, leave the house early because they become a perfect match and then it's like, hey, we'll see you at the matchup ceremonies.
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's why there was so much drama, is because Alicia and Cam were actually pretty good friends in the house, if not best friends. And they found out that Cam and Eddie would be leaving the house, and Alicia took that as her last opportunity to make the move on Eddie and never told Cam about it.
Strong. I'm looking forward to these three more than, like, most of the people that I've seen for years at this point.
Yeah, the people that are coming in that are, you know, the Victor and Natalie, or the people from X on the Beach, the people from Are You the One? It's not like they just pulled in random people from different seasons. It's all people that do, you know, Hello, Vendettas. They all have something working with each other that that should be fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm definitely very excited to see how all of that goes down with them back in the house together. Scally, your default pick here at the end of the draft is Melissa. You excited?
I would not say I'm excited about anyone at this point in the draft, but I'm not terribly upset. I think I have no idea how she's going to do athletically. I think she's going to be a big character and entertaining from what I've gathered. Her and Kaylee were good friends on X on the Beach until I think they came back on a second season where Melissa hooked up with Kaylee's either current or ex-boyfriend, and now they are the biggest rivals in almost the history of the show or something like that. So I think she's going to be another shit stirrer. And she told a story about how she had two boyfriends in different countries and convinced both of them that she was living with them at the same time. So I think she's going to definitely be a character.
That is certainly exciting. Liguori, do you know anything about Melissa that would make you excited beyond what Scally just said, or is this coming in blind for you?
Absolutely nothing. I don't know anything about these people. Haley?
Samesies.
All right. Well, she sounds, based on what Brian's saying, like she could be quite a treat here. That is the end of the draft. Matt, before we get to a couple other things that we said we were going to put off on for the back of the show, I will just quickly, for the listeners, roll back through the teams. Haley's team, in order: Brittany, Leroy, Devin, Shane, Alicia, Sylvia, and Kaylee Strong. So there's Team Haley. We have Liguori with Johnny Bananas, Zach, Jemmy, Corey, Cousin Nicole, Joss, and Marie. I have Kara, Nicole Z, Nelson, Cam, Rogan, Victor, and Eddie. And Brian Scally ended with Brad, Kayla, Kyle, Natalie, Veronica, Tony, and Melissa. Safe to say I took all of you to school here, I would say.
I think I like Matt's team the best, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Matt does have, in reading through them, Matt was the one where I was like, wow, these are a lot of names of people with some success on the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to have bananas on your team and not think it like looks like a good team, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take the compliments.
Yeah. No, guys, hey, very fun draft. Liguori, and I guess we'll put a preface for kind of like I don't think it's fair to call it a spoiler alert to the same extent as
people
may associate that term with. But some things that for people super sensitive with, you know, knowing about certain minor plot points or whatever that have been shown in previews or things like that, now would be the time to tune out. But Liguori, a couple of times you said let's hold off until later.
Yeah.
Now would be the time. What are those things?
Okay, well, the smaller one that we were talking about before we get into, like, the challenge stuff is that we were talking about the X on the Beach situation, how they're going to try to bring that here. Scally, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they definitely already filmed it. And yep. Pauly Calafiore from Big Brother is on it. Corey, like this Corey, is on it. There was a few people from Taylor from Are You the One. It was a pretty solid lineup, but they filmed it already. I guess it'll come out, you know, probably springtime.
Okay.
So, I mean, that'll be interesting.
Which Calafiore is on it?
Pauly, the terrible one.
The worst one, yeah.
Yeah, the worst one.
I think it's actually not a bad move. I can see it being used as another feeder show for the challenge, and I'm kind of surprised they didn't go with X on the Beach with someone like Victor and Natalie, and then shoehorn them into the challenge after that, or even make a season that was, the challenge versus other shows. But I'm actually not upset about them bringing the better casting from other shows into this world.
Okay, and so no, we don't know anything about when that's going to air, do we?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, and what was the other thing?
So, Yeah, I mean, this is probably Scally's news more than it is mine, because he was the one who told me about it. But it sounds like we are going to see a few big names, or some big names, coming in during the season to be a part of some eliminations. Right, Scally?
Yeah, so similar to how CT carried bananas across the elimination on his back, there's going to be a couple people coming in as, I think they're calling them heavy hitters, where they are going to be basically facing off against whoever's thrown into the elimination round. And those names are leaked, so while they're not on the actual season, they'll be making an appearance at some point.
Okay, and do we care about just saying who those names are going to be? Because I personally don't, and I'll issue another warning now, including to members of this panel, if you don't want to hear it,
now would be the time to tune out.
But I would be curious to hear who's going to be coming on, just in the capacity of, like, going in at, you know, some elimination the same way CT was backpacking bananas.
Right. Scally, you have the list, right?
Yep. Okay. I will say, and there's two groups, I believe, are coming in, is what they said. The first is Derek Kaczynski. He was the one, Derek, who came in second place on last season. Jordan, who obviously won last season. Anissa and Tori. So all four of them will be coming in the first group. And then coming in the second group will be Darrell, Frank Sweeney, who hasn't been on in a while, and I personally been hoping to come on for quite a while. Laurel and Ashley Mitchell, aka Smashley, is the second group.
Why are these people not in the main cast?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's upsetting. I've wanted to see a lot of these people back. I mean, Frank especially has not been on in years, and he's one of my all-time favorites. I would say Laurel I wanted bad. I think what happened was a couple of these people had scheduling conflicts and or did not want to commit to a full season, but they were able to come out for this, and I'm sure that they were taken care of.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
It'll be like bright spots in the season, even if the season's bad, just to see some of these people come in that we like aren't actually having on the season, but just to see, like you said, to see Frank, to see everybody's excited to is everybody excited to see Laurel? I'm excited to see Laurel. I mean, you have like Ashley M in there and why, but I mean, Tori and Jordan coming in, maybe not Jordan, but who did not love Tori and she's going to come back. Well, that's the thing. Isn't this supposed to be like these big heavy hitters are coming in to like take down the new kids or whatever, or the old kids? What did Tori do to prove like that she's worthy of this spot? I mean, good
how
for her
dare
for,
you? How?
Listen, I'm the biggest.
Dare
maybe, you and I can share
you.
The title for the biggest Tori fans if we want or whatever. But did she really earn that already? I don't know.
It's funny watching her on this Champs versus Stars season where the team is literally called Champs and their little Chiron thing lists how many championships they've won. And for Tori, after she got put into it about part of the way through, it just says one challenge final. Like, that has not won. She's not a champ, but is on
right.
the Champs team.
Is Anissa a champ? Is Jenna
fair.
A champ?
Fair, fair.
Yeah.
Is Corey a champ?
But okay, fair.
He's not on it.
That's where I would say
Corey was on it.
He was the first one.
I would say that's where they're running into the problem where, like I said, in the last 10 seasons, where you're having at least two people win a season in a male and female winner, if not more on a team challenge or a pairs challenge, they've only had 18 people win. So
right.
they're running into a real issue with coming up with new champs to
right.
cast
Half the time
on either
Johnny
these specials.
Bananas.
Yep.
Right.
And you're not going to keep Johnny Bananas off of a season just to have him come in the spot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited for these names. I think it'll be fun. I don't know why I thought CT was on there, but I guess he's actually taking like a full season off to like recuperate after these past two, three seasons of, you know, back and forth. And he's still got this little kid at home.
That couch isn't going to sit on itself, man. Yeah. When does this premiere?
January 2nd?
Yeah, like next week, a few days ago.
Okay. Cool. So I should probably edit this quickly. And release this podcast quickly. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Let's go around and give our Twitter handles. Let's start with the best Twitter handle in the house. Haley Strong, where can people find you?
Oh, that sounds rude.
I'm sorry. You were so good. I shouldn't have done that.
It's not my fault. My Twitter handle, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at hstrong underscore.
That's at hstrong?
Underscore.
Okay. Got it. Don't forget the underscore.
H-Strong's gone. It's not my fault.
I know. I'm sorry. I maybe next year I'll stop giving you such a hard time about that. Haley, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I feel great after this appearance.
You've made fun of my Twitter handle enough.
You told me that you didn't invite me to the fun party. you insult all of my choices.
We just brought Haley in to remind her, like, rub it in that we don't include her in things, bag. Make fun of her names, and use bad puns.
Yeah.
Where can people find all of what your podcast talk about?
It's all on robinhasawebsite.com. I'm talking about Top Chef this season, and The Bachelor is starting up on January 1st, the day before the challenge starts up, so you can find me there. If you are interested in either of those things, but something tells me, Colin, that the Venn diagram of Bachelor watchers and your podcast listeners, the crossover is not super huge, but
you never know.
You just never know.
But the crossover of my podcast listeners and fans of Haley Strong is 100%. So so go check all of that out. Haley, thank you so much. Matt Liguori, what would you like to plug at this hour?
I got nothing to plug. I mean, Twitter, you know, at Matt Liguori.
Matt Liguori underscore?
No, Matt Liguori underscore, Matt Liguori Wharton. But I mean, I guess to like plug something, Taryn and I and Lita and we had, you know, Johnny Mac and Rob joined us. If you haven't checked that out yet, we played Secret Hitler and Taryn put it up on his YouTube channel. So we were talking about it earlier, you know, about how we four of us play. Sometimes we invite Haley. So if you want to see what that game is, or if you want to maybe watch us play it in the future, Taryn's probably going to stream a few more times and maybe like a few of us will be on there. So check that out.
Yeah, definitely do. Secret Hitler, always a ton of fun. Brian Scally, you're not a podcaster or a blogger or anything like that, but give the people at least your Twitter.
My Twitter, if you want average reality TV takes, is at Brian_Scally. And yeah, like I said, mostly about reality television and ripping them apart-ish.
Yeah, repping team underscore to the max, along with Haley. I am, of course, on Twitter at Colin Stone. And I'm sure Dom and I don't know when this will be posted relative to our season 35 Survivor season in review. But that should, if it's not already up, be up very soon. That was a lot of fun that we recorded yesterday. So be on the lookout for that. Our Big Brother 7 rewatch coverage is also going to be continuing soon. And I'm sure we're going to have plenty more coming as the Survivor offseason is finally upon us. Thank you guys on the panel once again for coming on. It was such a treat having all three of you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I would say the same. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, and thank you guys for listening. We will talk to you very soon. Take care, everybody.